Merry Christmas, everyone. From Lum & Abner and their sponsors, the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and one-a-day brand vitamin tablets. At this time, we'd like to pause here for a moment to thank each and every one of you listeners for your many expressions of friendship and loyalty, for your purchases of Alka-Seltzer and one-a-day vitamins, for your many letters telling us how much you enjoy these regular visits down in Pine Ridge. In turn, to show their appreciation to you, Lum & Abner have tried especially hard to add their bit to your day's pleasures by giving you a few moments of good, wholesome humor and homespun philosophy. It's our hope, then, that you'll continue to listen and to enjoy. For our part, we'll try our best to make you glad you came. Well, it's Christmas Eve in Pine Ridge now. As one glances down its quaint, darkened streets, lined with snow-covered homes, lights twinkle forth from shuttered windows as on Christmas times gone by. And within these homes, the spirit of Christmas shines brighter than ever as these simple American folk sing peace on earth, goodwill to men. Inside the Jot 'em Down store on this Christmas Eve, we find Lum & Abner winding up a very busy day.
Listen. Well, there you are, Newt. Would it be anything else now?
No, no. I reckon that's about all. Couldn't care any more, no ways.
No. No, not unless you got about three or four more arms.
How much does that come to, Lum?
Let's see here. $6.90.
Fair enough. There you are. $5, $6.50, $7.50, $8.50, $9.50. There you are.
Yeah. Much obliged to you, Newt.
You're welcome.
Say, here's an extra bag of candy for the youngins.
Well, much obliged to you. That's mighty thoughty of you, Lum.
Oh, not at all. Say hello to the missus, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, and the same to you.
Well, Merry Christmas, Newt.
Tell me, Granny, I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Don't leave me, too. Reckon it'll be all right, Lum, if I come down early in the morning and finish putting up these orders.
Yeah, they mostly grocers, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, the folks won't be needing that stuff till tomorrow, no ways. I'll come down and help you in the morning.
Well, good.
Better get the phone there. It's our ring, I believe.
Oh, I hope it ain't another big order, sir. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Merry Christmas. Oh, well, we've been busy, Elizabeth. All right, I'll start home right away, just as quick as we straighten things up a little bit around here. Yeah, well, I'll hurry. Well, honest, I will. All right, honey. Goodbye. Oh, good, I believe my woman's mad at me. I ought to have been home an hour ago to decorate the tree.
Oh, well, I reckon we may as well close up anyway. It's getting late, and besides, we're might not sold out of everything.
Yes, sir, they come near cleaning us out today, you know what?
Well, sir, I'll say one thing about the folks. In spite of their rationing and their dim outs and everything, everybody's doing all they can to keep up the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, sir, I like to see that, too, Abner, because that's the kind of a spirit we need in times like these.
Yeah, we sure do. My doggy, just look at that toy counter there. Ain't but about a couple of things. Wait a minute. Look there, Lum.
Huh?
Ain't that electric train in that box there?
Why, sure.
Well, I thought we sold that.
Well, we sold one. We had two in stock this year.
Well, I never knowed that.
Oh, yeah. Sold the other one to Walt Bates.
Walt Bates? Why, his youngins is way younger, too young for something like that, ain't he?
Of course, yeah. But just twixt me and you, I think Walt got it mainly for himself.
For the land's sake. Growed up man like him, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
He's more likely to have it broke before the youngins ever get a chance to play with him. What he sees in an electric train, I'll never know.
Me neither. I don't even know how the silly things work.
You don't?
No.
Well, ain't much to it. Just put the tracks together and plug the cord in a socket somewhere. You know, it might not be a bad idea to look this one over, Abner, just to see that it's in good condition.
Yeah, or to find out if it'll run, I reckon.
I hate to sell merchandise that's undefected.
Oh, me too. Disappoint somebody.
Yeah, set the box down here on the floor once. Let's glance at it.
Yeah. Let's see. Whereabouts a good place to set this up now? Out right here, all right, Lum?
Yeah, that's good. Just any place will do.
Yeah, put it right.
Open it up. That's the stuff.
Is there any directions with it?
I don't know. Won't need them, I don't think. You see, now, first we've got to put the tracks together. You see these little wire things sticking out of here?
Oh, wait, that's our ring. Must be Elizabeth. You answer it, Lum.
All right. You get to work on the tracks.
Yeah, tell her that I just left.
Yeah.
See, seen how these things
jot them down, store. Merry Christmas, Mom. Oh, yeah, he's just getting ready to leave for home now, Elizabeth.
Them two together right like that.
Yes, Mom, I'll tell him to hurry. Uh-huh. All right, goodbye. I believe you'd better get right home, Abner. Elizabeth says all the relays are waiting for you.
Yeah, well, I'm going right away. Am I doing this all right, Mom?
No, no, you're supposed to make a kind of a circle out of them.
Huh?
You got them tracks running every which way.
Oh.
Here, let me show you.
Yeah, well, maybe you better do that. I'll tell you, I'll set up this depot here, and I'll put this tunnel up. I'm more of a tunnel man, I believe.
Better follow the directions on them. I don't want you to get that all mixed up, too. Look here, you got some of this track upside down, or even.
Well, for the land's sake.
Train's got to run on them little tracks.
What's wrong with me? I never noticed that.
You ain't a railroad man.
Mixed up here. I'll watch this. Logan, if a young'un puts these things together, I ought to be able to do it. Oh, say, Lum, here's a letter dropped out of your pocket when you bent down there just a minute ago.
Huh?
Ain't that your...
Oh, yeah. It's come today. It's from an aunt of mine up in Wisconsin. You recollect her.
Aunt Minnie?
Aunt Minnie.
Yeah, she's the one that always calls you her favorite nephew.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well...
Hand me a piece of track next to you there.
Oh, listen here. Yeah.
She sent me some money and told me to buy myself a nice Christmas present with it.
She did.
Yeah, it's kind of aunt to have, ain't it?
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Well, here's a piece of double track.
Huh?
Must be a switching place or something.
Oh. Now, what you going to buy yourself with the money, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. Hadn't thought much about it. Can't think of nothing I want, hardly. There's more track here than I figured it was.
It's a big outfit.
We might have to run this clean around the pickle barrel.
Doggy, that'll be a good place for the tunnel right there. I believe I'll put it over right now.
Yeah. Hey, Abner, speaking about Christmas presents, I ain't got around to buying nothing for you yet.
Oh, well, I don't want nothing, Mom.
Well, I want to get you something, though. What would you like?
Blow me, I don't know what I'd like. Just forget it this year.
No, no, I ain't going to forget it. You get the phone this time, Abner.
Well, I can't leave right now, Lum. This depot will fall apart if I do.
Well, I can't leave neither. I'm right in the middle of something.
Yeah, more than likely just Elizabeth anyway, and I can't go right now.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, evening, Miss Clayton.
Evening, Lum.
Abner, get up and wait on Miss Clayton.
I can't get up. You wait on her, Lum. You're closer than I am.
Yeah, but what I'm doing's more important. Just look around the store, Miss Clayton. Take your time deciding what you want.
Well, I know what I want. Some of these cranberries here, about 2 pounds.
Yeah, well, look them over and see what kind you want. Hand me that screwdriver, Mom.
Yeah.
You just got one kind here. Leastwise, that's all I can see.
Uh-huh. How's this looking, Mom?
You got the depot kind of crooked there, ain't you, Miss
Clayton? Are you fellas going to sell me some cranberries, or ain't you?
Just help yourself there, Miss Clayton. Take what you want.
But there ain't no sack here.
Uh-huh. Does that look better, Mom?
Yeah. Just leave your money on the counter, Miss Clayton.
Well, I bound you Mr. Huddleston can find time to wait on a customer.
All right, take care of the trash. Now, get out the cars and the engine now.
Yeah, I'm dying to see you now.
Anything else you want, Miss Clayton? Well, for goodness sake, she's gone.
Huh?
Reckon what made her run off and leave that away?
I don't know. You never can tell about women, folks. Don't be slump. Looky here. There's a regular little baggage car. Look at that.
Why, sure. They always have them.
Why, ain't that cute?
Here, hand all the cars to me, and I'll hook them up.
Well, I ought to have some of the cars, aren't I?
No, I know more about this. Besides, you got to take this cord and plug it into the light socket. That's one of the most important jobs he is right there.
It is. All right, Dogies, give me that cord. Hand it here. I'll fix it up.
Well, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Is this socket all right here, Long?
Yeah, that's fine, Abner. You fellas got any Christmas tree decorations left? No, sir, don't believe we have, Grandpa. We ain't got none, have we, Abner?
Yeah, we got a few left. There's some tinsel stuff over there.
Whereabouts is it at? My specs is all steamed up. I can't hardly see nothing, hardly.
Why, it's in a box just south of the depot there, Grandpa.
South of the depot?
Yeah. All right, Lum. I'm all set here with the switch now. You want me to turn it on?
Not yet. I got to fix something here first. Did you say the depot, Abner?
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, I ain't got time to go clean to the county seat after decorations. I want them tonight. This is Christmas Eve.
I never said you had to go to the county seat.
Yes, you did. You said depot. I heard what you said.
Well, the depot is right here. Right here?
Yes, sir.
Listen, Abner Peabody, I've lived around these parts too many years for you to tell me where the depot's at. A little dried-up varmint like you.
Now, don't start no fussing around here, Grandpap. I meant the decorations is right over there in that box, right over there.
Abner, don't let him walk there. He's liable to ruin everything.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. We ain't got no decorations after all. You better go over to Dick Huddleston's store, I believe.
Yes, sir. You bet your life I'm going over there, and I ain't never going to come in here again, neither. I live to be 190-year-old. I ain't never going to set a foot inside this...
Merry Christmas, Grandpa.
Merry Christmas. This concern store as long as I live. I hate this closet.
You got it fixed yet, Mom?
Yeah, I believe so.
Doggy, that Grandpap sure gets himself upset over nothing at all.
Don't he?
Mad enough to buy it.
Yeah, all right. Now, Abner, watch this. I think this is the right button to press.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, look at that. Look at her go. Good for the train. Look at it go there.
Cutest thing I ever seen. And look here, I can make it go faster or slower, too. See,
well, I do know what they won't think of. Here, let me do that one.
No, now you're allowed to break it.
Oh, I won't. Let me do it just once now.
No. I'd better be the engineer. I'm more experienced.
I'm just as experienced as you are now. Mom, let me work that one time.
Wonderful world and Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, Cedric. We're busy now, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I just come in to buy Papa a present. You fellas got any suggestions?
No, we ain't, Cedric. What'd you give him last year?
Oh, let's see. Last year, I gave him 2 packages of BBs for my BB gun.
Well, that was nice. Come on now, Lum. Let me run it one time.
Oh, boy, is this an electric train?
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's it right there. That's what I'm going to buy my papa. Wrap it up for me. I'll take it.
Wrap it up? Well, you don't want to buy this, Cedric.
Of course not, Cedric. This ain't a very good one, I don't
think. Oh, no, it's no good at all, Cedric.
I don't care. I want it anyways. Wrap it up.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Get away from that. Now, that's done sold. That's what, yes, it's done been sold.
Oh, who bought it?
Oh, some feller.
Oh, shucks. Who was it?
I don't know. He was in an awful hurry.
What did he look like?
Cedric, I don't know. I couldn't tell. Let me play that now, Long.
Well, why couldn't you? The lights was on, wasn't they?
Yeah, I couldn't see his face, Cedric. He had a mask on, I think.
A mask?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the Lone Ranger, was it?
Might have been. I don't know.
Oh, goody. Which way did he go?
South, I believe it was.
South?
Yeah.
Boy, I've always wanted to get a look at the Lone Ranger. I'll see you fellas later. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Cedric. Now, Long, let me run the train. Now, you've been doing it for a half hour now.
It ain't been that long.
It has.
Besides, I'm just trying to check everything to see it's in good working condition.
Well, I'll check it for you.
Wait a minute. There went the phone again.
Oh, my.
Sound like Elizabeth. Now, you better get on home before you get into trouble.
Well, are you going home, too?
Well, not right away. I'll straighten things up around here first.
I know, because I'm going to stay, too, then.
No, now it's Christmas Eve, Abner, and your folks are waiting for you to decorate that tree.
Long, do you still want to get me a Christmas present?
Well, sure I do. Natural.
Well, I've just decided what I want. That electric train, that's what I want you to get me.
Oh, grannies, that's a shame, Abner. It's just been sold.
Sold? Why, I was just fooling Cedric when I said that, Mom.
I know, but it's actually been sold.
Who bought it?
Oh, a lady.
What lady?
A lady that lives up in Wisconsin. She just now bought it for her favorite nephew.
Well, it looks as though Lum is going to have a very merry Christmas this year, doesn't it? And folks, may this be a very merry Christmas for you. May the spirit of Christmas and the hope it brings for peace and goodwill among men remain with you always. May the years which lay ahead be good to you and yours. This is the Christmas wish for you from Lum and Abner, their sponsors, the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamin tablets, and from your announcer, Lou Crosby.